Hi, this is a dictation for patient Dawson Smith, DAWSON, SMITH. Date of service is 3/4/2025. Date of accident is 4/22/2024. And date of birth is 7/12/65. The patient Dawson Smith was involved in an accident where he was a restaurant driver and was rear-ended at a moderately high speed, leading to fracture of the nose, headache, TBI, as well as pain in the lower back and some pain in the neck area. Currently, his nose fracture has healed up. His TBI symptom and headaches are gone, mostly. Very rarely they are coming. Pain in the lower back still persists to the tune of 2 to 3 as a merely discomfort. However, according to the patient, when he stands and walks more than half an hour, he start having a very big time stiffness, terrible pain, which worsens to 8, and shooting pain to the left posterior part of the thigh and leg up to the knee happens. It's usually a very throbbing pain, and he is quite concerned. He has received 3 epidural injections so far, with only moderate relief of 70%. However, this is bothering him, and he wants to be done. He do not want any more physical therapy, but he would like to do some chiropractic treatment, which is okay. He is not looking for surgery at this time. And his MRIs have been done and were discussed with him at this time, showing that there is a grade 1 anterior listosis disc bulge causing severe foramen stenosis compressing both L5 nerve root and bilateral L5 spondylosis. In addition, he has a disc bulging at L3, 4, L4, 5, and an SI joint on the left side is found to be tender and positive. And he is saying that his ADLs are affected. 70% relief is reported by the person. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues and for substance abuse and for compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 151 over 91, pulse 77, pulse ox was not taken. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 1/13/2025. Dictation number is 0308-007. The plan is to discontinue the physical therapy, and then referral is provided to the patient for chiropractic treatment for another month. Based on his request, he will be scheduled for an epidural injections soon, and he is provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach relief, stomach ulcer protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Once again, his therapy is discontinued, and he is working on a part-time basis for 7 hours, 6 days, if he chooses to, and no lifting over 5 pounds. An EMG, a nerve conduction test, has been ordered for him, and he will be scheduled for another lumbar epidural injection as well as a SI joint injections to the left side to see if that will bring him relief. End of dictation. Thank you.